Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Forward to it.
I'd like you to think this while you're out there. Don't think this. Let me rephrase it. Don't think this. Oh, my God, John Dorsey, what were you thinking? Don't think that when you're out there, okay?
I've been thinking that for the longest time. But you know what? In fairness to that whole situation, because you're 100% right, it's hard not to think that. It did take Josh Allen a couple of years to turn into the Josh Allen that became an NFL MVP and turned the Bills into a, you know, perennial contender in the AFC. And knowing the situation that often occurs here in Cleveland, you do have to ask the question, could he have been as successful here in Cleveland with the lack of patience that is often displayed? So,
Hard to argue with that one, D.
It's hard not to look at what could have been the ifs, buts, and candy and nuts from 2018, but there are other realities that go with that, right? And so, I'm looking forward to seeing Josh Allen today. I'm looking forward to seeing how the Browns defense stacks up against him and that Bills offense, because they look elite going against the Browns offense on a daily basis. The defensive line gets a really good pressure up front. The secondary does a great job covering, but you know, is that a byproduct of they are that great, or is that a byproduct of subpar quarterback play and subpar offensive line play? So what's great about today's practice is, guys, that, you know, when you have Todd Monken yesterday talking about how this is a measuring stick, it really is, because we often in these joint practices, we really get to see what the Cleveland Browns are about. And the joint practices, for better or worse, tend to forecast the season we're in store for. You go back to the Vikings a few years ago, the Giants joint practices, even Buffalo years and years ago, like when they hold Philadelphia last year, like we get a pretty good idea what we're in store for during the season with these joint practices. So I am, all sarcasm and kidding aside, I really am looking forward to this practice today.
So one of the things that I want to see, Daryl, is especially in that Chicago game, it seemed as though the offensive line showed some woes in it. Is that what you've been seeing in practice every day as well, or was that a one-off because of opponent?
Well, it's hard to gauge it because there's not a lot of live stuff going on in practice except for when they're in the pads. And even when they're in the pads, the defensive line gets tremendous pressure on the quarterbacks. I firmly believe that starting five for the Browns offensive line, I think Todd Monken should play those guys for over a quarter on Saturday. They need time together, but I don't think he's going to do that. I think if they play at all, it's not going to be for long, similar to Chicago. I think that what you're referencing, Dan, is there's not much depth there. On the offensive line. That is, you know, again, reps, right? And work. But we're going to get a good look at, you know, that group today when they go against that Bills defensive front.
Daryl, how settled is that group? You know, with Austin Barber moving inside for a couple of reps, Todd said, and, you know, Titus Howard is, I would assume he's at right tackle. But it looks like they're still kind of searching for the best five guys there.
Well, the starting five, I think, is set, Jeff.
You think it is? Okay.
Yeah, what they're trying to figure out, who's the first interior lineman off the bench. Who's your swing tackle? Like, those are, I think, the answers that Todd Monken is looking for. And that's where, you know, you're talking about, you know, KT Leviston, started out on the interior. Now they're putting him back outside again. You mentioned Austin Barber, putting him in. Like, they're bouncing guys around to find out who their role players on the offensive line are. But I do believe that starting five is pretty much set. Yep. Elton Jenkins is your starting center, and Tevin Jenkins will be your starting right guard.
Could this be a situation, Daryl, where we see different guys play during a game? once we get into the regular season, or do you think they're going to roll out five and that's going to be your starting five?
Yeah, I am never into the platooning thing when it comes to the offensive line, Jeff. It's been done before. We've seen it. It tends not to go very well. So I am about the five best guys play. That's your starting five. And obviously you cross your fingers and hope everyone stays healthy. But I'm not interested in a lot of platoon work when it comes to the offensive line. You dip into the bench only when you have to.
Daryl Ryder joining us. Of course, he's presented by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, one of the guys who has blown me away to this point has been Isaiah Bond. How much should we expect to see Isaiah Bond in this offense? Because this wide receiver room has seemed to have gone from pretty empty to pretty packed with talent pretty fast.
Well, I am putting him in front of Jerry Jeudy. To me right now, Jerry Jeudy is the fourth receiver. He's dropping a lot of passes in practice, which I don't like. Shador put one on a dime to him on the near sideline, and it went right through his hands. So I'm struggling with Jerry Jeudy right now. For me, the top three guys, Denzel Boston's your one, Casey Concepcion is your two, and Isaiah Bond is your three, and Jerry Judy's the four. That's just how I feel about that receiver group. And quite frankly, I think the top three guys, I think KC and Isaiah Bond, you can move those guys around. They can be a little interchangeable. Boston's your number one. I think you're going to see Isaiah Bond quite a bit this year, along with the other guys, assuming they can get the ball to him. I mean, that's what it's about. You have to get the ball to these guys and allow them to be able to make plays. What's nice is that there is a dynamic skill set with those three players, and they're very young players, okay? You've got, you know, Boston and Concepcion are rookies. Bond is going into his second year. This is his first full training camp. He looks like a polished wide receiver today compared to where he was when he walked in the door in the middle of training camp last year, right? So that's why I'm so bullish on the skill position players, because you're right, Dan. This is a group of guys that are fun to watch. They catch the football when it's thrown to them, and when you get the ball in their hands, they can do something with it. So I anticipate that it's not just Isaiah Bond who you're going to see a lot of this. You're going to see a lot of those young guys.
All right, Daryl, let's get to it. Shador, Deshaun, both getting first-team reps today, according to Todd Monken. Do you really think Todd right now is sitting here looking at this quarterback situation and thinking, gosh, I wonder which guy is the starter? Or do you think he actually knows and he's just either waiting for some reason or hoping that somebody changes his mind?
I think he knows, and I think he's hoping somebody can change his mind. That ain't going to happen. So I think it's Deshaun. I've seen nothing in practice that would change my mind on that. That's not the route I would go. I would just deal with the Shador Sanders growing pains. And believe me, there would be a lot of growing pains with Shador Sanders. But I just think that juice is worth, you know, the squeeze more so than Deshaun. I don't see upside in playing Deshaun Watson other than Todd Munkin's, you know, it's his first and probably only NFL head coaching job. He made the joke the other day. I forget what he's talking about, but he made a comment about, you know, hey, you know, I'm not, you know, most young coaches, you know, younger coaches, they come in and, you know, they try and do things and they're, you know, they're also looking to the next job.
He goes, I'm not worried. They're worried about the next one.
Yeah, I'm not. This might be my only shot here, so I'm just going to go out there and do things that I want to do and how I want them done.
I love that, Daryl. That was a great line.
I do too. I think that there's a tremendous amount of freedom in that as well, right?
Yep.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
And if it doesn't work, you go make a lot of money as a coordinator somewhere.
Hey, Bruce Arians got two gigs.
Yeah.
Well, right.
But Bruce won.
That's true.
Yeah.
Bruce made a Super Bowl.
Yeah. So, like, I think that that just is another, I think, checkbox in the positive column for Todd Monken, right? Just refreshingly honest about that situation, because when he said that, and then after the, you know, after the media availability, I was going back and I was cutting up video. I sat for a second and I thought about that, and I was like, you know what? That's refreshingly honest, but at the same time, brilliant as well. That he's not worried about if the Browns show him the door and having to, you know, can I be a head coach again? No, he's looking at this as like, this is his shot. And so he's going to do it his way, and he's going to pass or fail on his way of doing things rather than just trying to do some stuff that might conform to some sort of norm or something like that, right? So I think that's great. I think it's going to be Deshaun, and Deshaun's going to have a leash, maybe six games. I'm just throwing a number out there because, you know, whatever. But and then they turn it over to Shador, and the positive there is Shador's made tremendous progress between the time Todd Monken walked in the door to today. He's a much better quarterback, but he's not there yet. He's got a ways to go. And so, hey, if you can buy him another 6 weeks to continue attacking this thing and working behind the scenes and getting better and things like that, so that when you do put him on the field, he has a better chance of being successful than he is in week one. And the counter argument obviously is if you pull the plug on Deshaun, that means things have gone really bad. And now Shador takes over a lost season for the second straight year in a row. And is that fair to Shador? And I understand that conversation, but yeah, I'm to a point now where I'm just trying to rationalize why on God's green earth they're going to make us suffer through Deshaun Watson for X amount of weeks going forward here.
Well, Darryl, if you want to have a brainstorming session, D, I'm available. I'm baffled as well.
Deshaun does not look good in practice. He threw two more interceptions yesterday. I counted at least three non-competitive throws. And I define non-competitive throws as not within the same zip code of anybody.
Would Yao Ming catch this ball?
Yeah, like, he's not good. He really is not. Look, Shador's not any better. Let's be very clear about that. But at least with Shador, there's some upside there. I still think Deshaun is seeing some ghosts, which is natural. He's only played 19 games in 6 years, right? Of course he's not going to see the field the way he's supposed to and process the way he's supposed to. At least with Shador Sanders, yeah, he's not seeing the field and processing the way that's needed to be an elite quarterback in the NFL. But at least with him, you can teach. You can go through those growing pains and hope that he gets better. I have no expectation that Deshaun Watson is ever going to be a better quarterback.
On the couch yesterday and thought, what would be fun about these quarterbacks? And according to all reports coming out of Berea,
boobs?
There's nothing fun about these quarterbacks. But I thought, well, this will be fun. And I came up with a question because, you know, and I had one for Deshaun and I had one for Shador.
Okay.
And I typed them into AI. And I will readily admit, I typed in the same exact question here this morning on Shador into AI and got a completely different answer.
Oh, interesting.
Completely different.
Was it?
A drum roll there. It was getting ready to go. I like that.
Was it a separate?
They look cool, John Kids.
Was it a separate AI than the initial AI that you used?
I didn't even look at which AI it was. I just typed in and asked.
Okay.
The question I asked our friends at AI about Shador Sanders.
Oh, boy.
NFL rookie quarterbacks in the last 20 years who had similar rookie seasons to Shador Sanders.
Okay, so this was more in-depth than I thought.
NFL rookie quarterbacks in the last 20 years who had similar rookie seasons to what Shador Sanders put up last year.
I just thought you were going to type in Shador good at football, ?
No, I mean, I got specific.
I give you credit.
I will tell you, I received two different, completely different answers.
Well, that's concerning.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So much for the robotic computers spitting out the consistent information.
Yep.
So this is what I got when I typed it in last night. Okay, you ready? And again, the question I asked AI. NFL rookie quarterbacks in the last 20 years who had similar rookie seasons to Shedeur Sanders.
Okay.
It spit out four names.
Okay.
We won't dwell on these because this isn't what Shedeur fans want to hear.
Oh, no.
NFL rookie quarterbacks last 20 years who had similar rookie seasons to Shedeur Sanders. The first name that popped up, DeShone Kizer.
Oh.
The next name that popped up, former New York Jet Zach Wilson.
Oh.
The next name that popped up, Brandon Whedon.
Oh.
And then the fourth name that popped up, Tim Tebow.
Oh.
And I thought, okay, that's going to make Dan's head explode. That'll be great fun. That little AI exercise apparently looked at like success rate overall of these quarterbacks and thought, yeah, not one of them really did very well. You know what I mean? As an overall, it didn't go well. And just real quick, they all played more games than Shedeur, except for Tebow, and he only started three. And Shador's completion percentage in the neighborhood, it was the second best. Brandon Whedon's was the best, but he was only one percentage point higher than Shedeur. And the other guys were all real close. They were all in the 50s. All of them threw more interceptions than touchdowns, except Tim Tebow, oddly enough.
I believe that.
But it was only 5-3 for Tim Tebow. 5 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
That was such an ugly offense.
Yeah. Yards per game. This one might surprise you because it surprised me. Shedeur threw for 175 yards per game in his 8 games. Kizer, Wilson, and Whedon all threw for more.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Just from sitting and watching it. I mean, we watched the huge X in offense. I mean, DeShone Kizer was dropping back 30, 35 times a game.
Yeah.
I mean, Brandon Whedon, they were doing the same thing with it. He was dropping back a bunch and just whipping it all over the place.
And Shedeur had the second lowest quarterback rating of all of those guys. DeShone Kizer's was the lowest. But the best was actually Tim Tebow, followed by Brandon Whedon, then Zach Wilson, then Shedeur.
Egads. I mean,
that was kind of scary, right?
Yeah, that one is not the one that you want to hear if you're thinking there's any kind of a future for Shedeur Sanders.
But then I typed in the same question this morning here at the work computer.
Okay.
I don't know if the Odyssey folks, you know, you type something in and it says, spin positively, spin positively.
They don't work off of success rate?
I don't know what they did.
Okay.
But
success rate's not a bad measurement of quarterback
play. This search actually narrowed it down a little bit more, apparently. I typed in the exact same question. NFL rookie quarterbacks in the last 20 years who had similar rookie seasons to Shedeur Sanders. And this search gave the first, like, 7 games of guys. Seven starts.
I was going to say, are we just going to get win-loss record now?
Like Shedeur had. Comparable rookie starts. Shedeur fans, get ready to rejoice and call and say, see, I told you. 216-474-0092. Comparable rookie starts to Shedeur in the last 20 years. Peyton Manning.
Yep.
2-5, 8 touchdowns, 15 interceptions in his first 7 games.
He was bad on that Colts team. That Colts team was a mess, though.
Trevor Lawrence. 1-6, 8 touchdowns, 9 interceptions.
I never sold all my stock.
Troy Aikman.
Yeah, he was pretty dreadful.
0-7, 4 touchdowns, 10 interceptions in his first 7 rookie appearances. Hall of Famer Drew Brees. 2-5, 4 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. And Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, I believe that's it.
1-6, 8 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. So how you can type the exact same question into the exact same thing and come up with either Peyton Manning, Trevor Lawrence, Troy Aikman, Drew Brees, and Matthew Stafford, or Deshaun Kizer, Zach Wilson, Brandon Whedon, and Tim Tebow. I don't know.
Well, it's actually pretty easy to figure it out. It's the metrics you look at. Well, it's just what you decide.
Tell the computer and Mr. AI to quit looking at different and to pick one.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's what it is.
It gave me two completely different answers.
It's the same arguments. It's so funny because everybody has said that sports arguments have gone to hell thanks to the internet. I hate the fact that we can now look
it's
this
really
stuff
true.
Up.
It's true.
But the thing is they haven't for the exact reason that you laid out right there, is that it really does come down to which statistics you trust more than other statistics and which ones you think better describe the narrative that you're trying to tell. Matthew Berry does it every year in his 100 Facts column that he puts out. It was for ESPN, initially fantasy football writer forever. ESPN,
really
he's
good.
Doing it for FantasyLife.com.
I get his morning newsletter.
It's a good newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
But he said it forever. You could spin anybody any way, just depending on the numbers that you want to look at to make your point.
Well, I didn't type in any numbers. I didn't look for a point. My question was simple. NFL rookie quarterbacks in the last 20 years who had similar rookie seasons to Shedeur Sanders.
Well, clearly one data center was pro Shedeur and the other data center was anti.
The one is owned by Dion. And the other is owned by Deshaun Watson.
Exactly. No. See, now that's where this all falls.
Isn't that funny, though?
I can see exactly what they're saying. I mean, you can see on both of those with the metrics that you look at, which description you're wanting to tell.
Yeah.
And what story you want to tell.
Yep.
And where you want to shift it. Because we watched it. We watched last year as Shedeur Sanders went out there and looked really shaky at times.
Yeah.
And looked like he didn't see the field.
And had a couple of moments where you thought, well, that looks pretty good.
And then you'd see some throws and you'd go, damn, okay, we can work
with
this.
That's not bad.
This is nice. And then you watch Robert Saleh go out there and play man on one side of the field and zone on the other side of the field and Shedeur not be able to figure that out. And then you'd see the next game where he'd hit two bombs and you'd go, damn, okay, we can work with this. Like, that's the Shedeur Sanders experience, is that there are things that he cannot process and grapple with yet. And then there are things that he can do that are just, okay, I like this. I like what I'm seeing. I want to build around this.
So if you're a Shedeur fan, think about his first seven games or so, because one AI source says, hey, comparable to Peyton Manning, Trevor Lawrence, Troy Aikman, Drew Brees, and Matthew Stafford.
No,
we'll eliminate Deshaun Kizer and Brandon Whedon.
And Zach Wilson.
And Tim Tebow.
And Tim Tebow. Yeah.
It's not really what you're looking for there. But that I found that fascinating.
That's really funny.
As a Browns fan, and I don't care if you like Shedeur or if you don't like Shedeur, wouldn't it be unbelievable if he follows in the footsteps of Manning, Lawrence, Aikman, Brees, and Stafford and becomes a very, very good NFL quarterback?
I'm in. Sign me up.
Until we see he can't do it, Dan, let's go for it.
To me, that is the best pathway forward for the Cleveland Browns.
Absolutely, it's
because
the best pathway
forward.
Because
then you take those two picks and you reinforce everywhere else.
Yep.
Those two picks don't need to be played at quarterback, not to mention he's cheap. Which, God, that's a win, because then you can build up everything else in free agency. But that is that's the best path forward. The problem is I don't know if it's the most likely path forward.
I put a question into artificial intelligence. I love it. And
this is amazing.
I asked AI, NFL rookie quarterbacks in the last 20 years who had similar rookie seasons to Shedeur Sanders. I did it twice, got two completely different answers. First time I did it from home, Deshaun Kizer, Zach Wilson, Brandon Whedon, Tim Tebow.
A real cavalcade of crud.
And then I did it here at work. Again, just typed in the exact same question and got Peyton Manning, Trevor Lawrence, Troy Aikman, Drew Brees, Matthew Stafford. That's three Hall of Famers and a future Hall of Famer.
And a bastion of brilliance.
And a lot of good hair with Trevor Lawrence. So, and I asked a Deshaun Watson question as well. Yeah, I'll get to that first, but Mike is in Austin, Texas. Hello, Mike.
All right, Mike.
How y'all doing, guys? Yeah, I noticed, did you say that you first asked the whole season and the second time you actually went game to game?
I asked the exact same question.
So seven games.
I didn't ask seven games. I said NFL rookie quarterbacks in the last 20 years who had similar rookie seasons to Shedeur Sanders.
Correct. Yeah, seasons. They had a whole season. They had training. They had commitment from the organization. They weren't just thrown in there, you know, just because they ran out of quarterbacks.
And thus my point for asking AI.
Yeah.
Mike, I'm not drawing any conclusions here. I'm just telling you what I asked the computer.
Right.
And the computer gave me two very different answers. I didn't tell the computer, you know, he didn't get first-team reps, and he was fourth string coming in, and then they traded Kenny Pickett, and they had Joe Flacco, and then they played Dylan Gabriel because obviously Stefanski wanted him because he was the third-round pick. I didn't ask all that. I simply said NFL rookie quarterbacks in the last 20 years who had similar rookie seasons to Shedeur Sanders. That's all I asked.
And when you went to work, you asked the exact same thing on the work computer.
Completely different answers. Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I thought you said that you only asked about the seven.
No. I asked the exact same question, and they came up with completely different answers. I mean, hey, the Peyton Manning, Trevor Lawrence, Troy Aikman, Drew Brees, Matthew Stafford answered. That one gets me excited.
Sign me up.
Yep. We'll do it right now.
Yep. I mean, well, yeah, because, I mean, Cleveland, he's the next Mahomes. And so, I mean, I know Cleveland can't see that at the moment, but that's who they have if they play it right.
All right, Mike, I hope you're right. God, we hope you're right. Jim's in Chagrin Falls. We're at Chagrin and Lee Rhodes. Hello, Jim.
All right, Jim.
Hey, what's happening? I'm still laughing over cavalcade of crud.
Glad you appreciated that.
My thought is this Peyton Watson, he's got two quarterback games. Who knows? Maybe we can throw him in there.
Think about that.
Why not?
Yeah, why
not? Her website is.
My question is this. Are we going to get to see the big dude,
Taylen Green? Third preseason game, is what Todd Monken has said.
Okay. I hope this dude comes out and just kicks butt.
Jim, so do I. You know what I read? I read yesterday, and I forget who wrote it. I read yesterday that, yes, the Cleveland Browns will draft a quarterback next year. And, yes, there will be still a quarterback competition, but it will be between whoever they draft and Taylen Green. And they predicted that Taylen Green will be the Browns' starting quarterback by the end of this season.
Wow, okay. All right. I talked to a buddy of mine that said similar things. And everybody I've talked to said, why are they even playing Deshaun Watson? So, Dan, we had that conversation with.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Many, many people.
Yes.
And like I said, I saw Shedeur play at CU, and my brother paid a lot of money for that package to see CU after Prime got there. And, I mean, he got chased around just like he did in Cleveland last year. You know, they didn't really have a line, but I don't know. Shedeur showed some, promise and some spots where he looked pretty good, but Deshaun's given us nothing for the money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my God, I don't think we can. My buddy said, can we get a 17-round pick? Oh, that's right. They don't go that late anymore.
They used to. All right. Jim,
anyway,
thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate
it. Uh-huh. Bye.
So I'm glad we fired up Mike and Austin.
That was perfect.
I did ask AI a Deshaun-based question.
Okay. Did you ask it twice again or just once?
I asked it just once.
Okay.
I should do it again here, though, so okay. I will. But I'll tell you what it said the first time, and while you respond, I'll run it again here in the work computer and
All
see
right.
what it gets.
Sounds lovely.
All right.
I'll cover for the robots.
The question was this. Has any NFL quarterback who played just 19 games over five seasons come back to play well?
Ooh.
Has any NFL quarterback who played just 19 games over five seasons come back to play well?
How long was Michael Vick in jail?
AI said, nope. NFL quarterback, none. No NFL quarterback has pulled off a successful high-level career rebound after playing just 19 games across a five-year span. And then followed up with this. This is the exact stat line mirroring Deshaun Watson's turbulent stretch with the Cleveland Browns.
Wow! Hey, it found it! Maybe AI can't figure this out.
Maybe.
No, that's the only one that I can ever think of who had a decently long layover that didn't involve football is always Michael Vick, and what ended up taking place at the end with the Atlanta Falcons and leading him to the Philadelphia Eagles and with Andy Reid working his way back up. Like, that's the only one that I can ever keep in mind who's had that level of layoff, and I continue to watch Deshaun Watson, and I continue to wonder if, A, he never processed the fastest when he was there to begin with, but again, that long a layover, not to mention, one of the most interesting things in football has been the ability that defenses have now used to hide coverages. They've actually started taking what offenses are doing and doing the similar thing to defenses to try to hide what they're trying to do, to move more guys in motion, to do all that kind of stuff. And especially if you've got a quarterback who can't process to begin with, now you're going to add that layer of trying to decipher what a defense is doing in front of you. Oh, man, you don't have time to check the Rosetta Stone. You got to go. And so that's the problem that I think Deshaun Watson will continue to run into throughout this entire time. Have I vamped enough for AI? Because I could keep vamping.
It's done, pal.
Oh, all right. Well,
I typed it in just a moment ago.
Outstanding.
Has any NFL quarterback who played just 19 games over five seasons come back and played well? And the answer here at work, no NFL quarterback. No NFL quarterback has faced this exact historical low-volume path.
Historical low-volume path.
And then again it says, this precise stat line mirrors the recent career trajectory of Deshaun Watson. But then it gives a little historical context. It mentions Joe Flacco and Matthew Stafford as guys who have managed late career revivals or bounce backs, but none endured a multi-year stretch of missing nearly all game action prior to playing well again. Hmm. And of course, Deshaun missed it because he sat out a year. And then he was suspended for 11 games. And then he had the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had the Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, keep your fingers crossed if you're a Deshaun Watson fan and you want to see him play. Because if he pulls it off, he'll be pulling off something that really has never been done.
And I don't think he will. Like, if another quarterback this were to happen to, if, like, Lamar Jackson had a layoff like this.
Yeah.
If, I'm sure, we could say Mahomes. If one of those guys who's a better processor than Deshaun Watson had that level of layoff, I wonder if I'd feel better.
All right, you want to know something bad? Am I smarter than AI? The answer is no. But I just wanted to double check something.
Okay.
So I just typed something in. Okay?
Okay.
Over a five-year period, Rich Gannon played in 23 games.
That's a name I haven't heard in a minute.
Mm-hmm. In 93, he was with Washington, played in 8 games, started 4. Didn't play the next year with a shoulder. Then didn't start in Kansas City, played in 2 games. Started 3 the next year for the Chiefs, 6 the next year for the Chiefs. So total, he played in over a five-year period. That's 13, 15, 23 games compared to 19.
Interesting.
He came back and won the MVP award and threw for 3,400 yards or more 3 straight years, including 4,600 yards at the age of 37. So Phelps is smarter than AI. 216-474-0092.
Take that, data center.
But it's not 19.
Jeff Phelps doesn't make your electric bills go higher. we could start writing political ads for you right now.
Mine's just dead. I just changed my search from 19 games to 25 games. It mentions Philip Rivers coming back from the dead.
That's right. Oh my gosh, that was so funny. Just the whole idea that they brought Philip Rivers and is just back from nowhere to play last season just tells you where the quarterback position is. Like, this is the stuff that happens, and then we start talking about expansion, and I'm like, are we friggin' kidding?
That's what I think, Dano.
We just brought Philip Rivers back at the age of 44. That arm angle is so low, he's about to hit Steve Reed territory playing quarterback.
That's funny.
And, like, what are we doing? And you want to expand and bring in more of these guys? Like, we don't have 32 guys that can play quarterback right now. You think we're going to find 34, 35, 36? Uh-uh. Not the way this is working. And you want to add more games.
I had another name in mind. Well, you were babbling there.
Thank you.
Fabulously babbling.
Fabulous to push.
I got a guy who played 15 games over a 6-year period and came back to be a starting quarterback and pretty good.
This is unbelievable.
Geno Smith.
Oh, don't do that to me.
Geno, after playing 2 years and being the starter for the Jets,
I still have people
played
yelling
in
at me.
In consecutive years, 1, 2, 2, 5, 1, and 4 games. And then became the starter in Seattle and was pretty darn good for a while. Once again, I'm smarter than AI.
I want to see Geno with
and
Garrett
yet they're
Wilson.
They're jacking up my electric bill like crazy for that stuff.
See? See? This quarterback.
So there are two guys.
Yeah.
Rich Gannon did it. Geno Smith did it.
Okay.
Come on, Deshaun.
All right. We've got to.
Pick him up in your fantasy leagues.
We can do this. Please. I beg. I pray. I plea.
If Deshaun could come back and play like Geno Smith, would that be okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I mean, I just don't think it's there. I think because Geno was a lot younger.
Well, Geno, not really. Geno was 32 when he finally got a chance to play again.
Never mind. That was dumb. Well done, Madigan. You're killing it. That's about right.
And Rich Gannon, when he got a chance to play again, was 33. So it's been done, despite what AI told me. See? Thought I'd be fun and type it into the computer and see what I get.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.